cheating mom lied about who my real dad was, so I found my real father and exposed her.
Bruh, how did he not know for so long? Kids are gullible as heck.
They really are. If you told me as a child that a unicorn flew through the sky and crapped out Laffy Taffys into candy stores, like, I would have believed you.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you told me that Ronald McDonald was my actual father, I would definitely believe you.
I mean, the looks. Actually, he's both of our father.
Whoa, are we related?
Secretly brothers this whole time. All right, let's dive into this bad boy. We've all been seeing the recent craze of DNA testing and whatnot. So my dad and I decided to jump on the bandwagon and we bought two kits from 23andMe.
Let's go.
You know this is going to end so well, right? Dude,
23andMe Reddit stories are a massive shit show, like every single time.
Every time. Dude,
just
time.
Like if you want your family to be peaceful, don't test. Just accept them as your family and look no further because you want those skeletons to stay in the closet and not come alive and tackle you.
That's right. Yeah. We got our results back a few days ago and I went into the DNA relative section to check out my matches. At the top, it listed my dad as sharing only 29.2% DNA with me and being predicted to be my half brother.
What?
It's saying his dad is his half brother. Like,
I don't understand. Wait, but his mom and his dad are married?
It's saying, hey, you share this 29% of DNA, so we guess that this is your half brother based on the Weird. DNA that you share.
Like, how much is the average amount of DNA people share, though?
A great question. I know cousins are like 12.5%.
Well, don't we share like 90% DNA with bananas?
That's, yeah. I think there's that, but then maybe there's like specific. Yeah, wait, how does that work? Because they always say, like, oh, we share, yeah, 99% DNA with bananas, but then it's like, I know that cousins are 12.5%, so I think it goes
maybe it's like based on chromosome. I don't know, maybe it's like a chromosome pairing or something like that. I don't know, I ain't no scientist.
Okay, so basically it seems that you're supposed to inherit roughly 50% of DNA from both parents.
Okay,
so he should have, his dad should be 50%, but he's 29%,
so they're still related.
They're still definitely related, but no, looking like he's not the father.
I'm
you'll
so
see
confused.
You'll see.
Okay, let's go.
A juicy surprise. That ended up predicting him to be the half brother, which is impossible. So this didn't make any sense to me because we also shared a parental halo group and we just looked so alike. So he was definitely my father, right?
Right. What's a parental halo group?
So it's basically male features that you inherit from your dad that a daughter wouldn't inherit.
Okay.
Certain
Science.
Things.
There we go.
There's a certain things that only the sons get from their dads, if you catch my drift.
Eye color.
Eye color. Yeah, exactly. Nailed it. My cousin also had taken the test a while back and she shared 25% with me and also predicted to be my half sibling.
I'm so confused, dude.
And the thing is, we're supposed to share around 12% being first cousins.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I couldn't think of a genetic relationship that would explain what I was seeing, and I had doubts in the accuracy of the percentages, so I made this post on 23andMe asking for help. Basically, the shared percentages are extremely accurate and highly unlikely to be false. The only realistic explanation for what I was seeing was that my uncle is my father.
What?
Yes.
Oh my God.
And that's why he shares some, but not enough DNA
with his
dad.
Wait, but why do they cover it up?
We're about to find out.
Okay.
The reality hit me in the face like a flying bag of bricks. Great alliteration.
Yeah, I love it. Bag of bricks.
Bag of bricks. Bag of bricks. All the dots lined up and I felt a sense of loss. I sat in my room for an hour just in shock. And then I had the feeling of anger just rush over me. I needed some effing answers.
Yeah. Go find those answers, bro.
Truly. Like, you definitely imagine your uncle is your dad and you're just like, what is happening?
I don't know why, but like this image popped up in my head. Did you ever watch How I Met Your Mother?
Yes.
Do you know like how Barney Stinson thinks that his dad is like the Wheel of Fortune guy?
Oh, I forgot that, but yeah.
I forgot the guy's name, but I'm just imagining that for some reason.
That the Wheel of Fortune guy is his actual father?
Yes, yes. This uncle is the Wheel of Fortune guy.
It's not the uncle he knows. It's like a long lost uncle that is the Wheel of Fortune guy. Without even thinking, I rushed out of my room and confronted my mother downstairs.
Oh, wow. Like instantly.
He's going straight to her, dude.
Straight to the source of the lies.
This is going to get very messy. My mom is a businesswoman and is often away on business trips.
Oh, yeah. F***ing the uncle.
Dude, what a phrase that is. She had no idea my dad and I had done these tests since she was away on a trip and just got back. So she literally just was like walking in from getting back from a plane trip. And he's like confronting her about these DNA tests.
Oh my God.
Insane.
Wait, and the dad is like, what is going on?
The dad is also confused as well. We don't know yet if the dad knows all the information the son does, but
oh my God.
There's confusion, right? My mother and I never had a traditional relationship. She was always focused on her work, and my dad ended up mostly raising me. My rational self didn't even sugarcoat it. I asked her if she cheated on my dad with Uncle David, name changed for obvious reasons. I have never seen the color drain from someone's face so quickly. She looked dumbfounded and then mumbled, what kind of question is this? Of course not. I told her everything. The test, the percentages, the DNA matches, all of it. Crap had hit the fan. My mom fell to the ground crying, begging me not to tell my dad. So it's true.
Oh my God.
She did. She had sex with the uncle.
I feel so bad for the dad because it's just like, not only did your wife cheat on you, but like when your wife cheats on you with your brother.
And then you raise their kid thinking it's yours.
And you find out like 18 years later how literally long it's been. Oh my God. I can't imagine. Like, I wonder, like, would this guy even want to know?
Yeah, honestly, he probably would have been better off
not knowing.
Blue pill, right?
Yeah. I feel so bad.
I left her there and went back to my room. I called my cousin, now my half-sibling, and told her everything. She ended the call screaming.
Screaming at OP?
Just
screaming, like, crying, like, I'm just, like, imagining all these TV scenes. There's this part in Rick and Morty where they come back from a space adventure, and they're, like, silent for a second, and then they're just, like, both screaming, like, we almost freaking died.
Then my dad came home, or who I thought was my dad. He's actually my uncle. He came in and stumbled into the room asking what's wrong with mom. I told him everything.
No.
He didn't say anything after calming down. He just left the room and I locked the door.
Please tell me there's an update.
Yes.
I'm on the edge of my seat. Oh my goodness.
This is crazy, right?
No, this is so bad. This is so bad. Everyone's life is bricked.
Literally everyone's world is turned upside down.
Yeah. And I also feel like OP's kind of fucked too, because like his real dad's not going to really look at him the same way. The uncle is not going to look at him in the same way.
As a father of him.
No, it's just like, and his mom is going to be like, you outed me to your dad and is going to hate him too. So like OP has just become public enemy number one.
Literally. For basically, it's debatable, but doing the right, being honest.
Yeah, being honest. Yeah. You know?
For the next few hours, I heard my entire family fall apart outside my door. My parents got into a heated argument and my grandparents rushed over to see what was going on. Even the grandparents, dude. Like everybody's world is just being exploded right now. My aunt-in-law and Uncle David, my actual dad, showed up shortly later, and I'm pretty sure I heard my dad and Uncle David get into a physical fight. Utter chaos.
Sheesh, bro. I'm just like imagining some KOs, some like Tyson Fury versus Mike Tyson, literally, the Tysons fighting each other, brother to brother, mano a mano, blood, sweat, tears.
It's the real Smash Bros.
It's the real Smash Bros. When your bro smashes your wife, then you smash your bro in the physical way, not the way.
We just did a triple entendre right
there.
There we go. We are professionals, ladies and gentlemen.
Highbrow comedy.
I felt like crap. I know it's not my fault, but I can't help feeling that this is all because of me.
I mean, it is. You started it all. I mean, you didn't start it, but you sure as hell finished it.
If I had spent my effing birthday money on something else, none of this would have happened. So he literally, this is like his birthday gift. What?
This is the worst birthday ever.
Truly.
Worst.
But another part of me is glad that I know the truth. I'm too scared to go outside. I don't even know what the outcome was. The only noise I hear in the house now is the occasional sobbing coming from my mother. And I'm sure my dad is out of the house. F my life. And there is an update.
I am emotionally exhausted from this.
Well, about to be completely drained.
Okay, let's go.
All right. So I eventually left my room, called my dad, and he was actually at the hospital with my grandmother. She couldn't handle the situation and had a heart attack.
No!
Right when she went home.
Dude, this family is falling to pieces.
Oh my God. Just imagine, like, you just figure out this information. Now you're taking your own mother to the ER because she's having a heart attack. Good God.
Because you couldn't keep it in the pants.
This uncle is the worst of all time.
Yeah.
Like, the woat.
Same with the mom.
Same with the moms. You're right. You're right. They're the worst together.
I feel like it's uncle, then mom. Like, who's the worst?
I mean, honestly, they're level because they both kept the secret. You know what I mean? And
yeah. I'm like wondering, like basically, is the brother relationship more valuable than the husband wife relationship? Like, who's fucking over the husband more?
I feel like it's equal because they both hurt everyone, essentially.
Equally the a-holes.
And majorly the a-holes. I knew my mother was still in the house. I left her there again without saying a word and went to the hospital. I got to the hospital and saw my grandmother. She's now in stable condition. That's good, at least.
Sheesh.
And then sat down with my dad to talk. First thing we told each other was this situation didn't change our relationship.
That's amazing.
That was honestly the biggest thing I was worried about. He said he was still my father and I was still his son. I got the confirmation of my dad and Uncle David getting into some altercation. Dad told me he effed him up really bad.
There we go. At least we got one win in this story, dude.
Let's go, daddy.
We have one win here.
My mother had told my dad that she was drunk and she did not consent. The only reason she had not told anyone was out of fear for destroying my father's family. Dad then suggested going to the police. She refused and then started to slightly change her story.
Oh.
Making my dad doubt her claim. Ooh. That's when David and everyone else came over. David claimed that my mom was lying to save her own butt and that it was consensual. As of now, my dad and I have no idea what to believe. He says his relationship with my mother and David had always been good, so he is just not sure what to do. David's wife is filing for divorce since this occurred after they were married. My cousin is holding up all right, although she's pretty shaken up. My dad and I have been staying with my grandparents for the past week until we figure out what to do. Any advice would help. Thank you.
Oh my God. That's probably one of the craziest stories I think that we've ever read.
Yep.
All right. If there's a family secret that you know is going to destroy your whole family, do you say the secret?
It's really hard because the first thing that pops into my mind is they absolutely should have told him once they knew she was pregnant.
Yeah.
Right. That's when it's like, okay, we really got to come clean because now there's a child getting involved and like that's going to do all these complications.
I wonder if they even knew though.
Maybe they didn't know when she was pregnant initially, but they clearly knew at some point, right?
Yeah.
Because the mom was like
well, she probably just thought like she knew that she had hooked up with the uncle.
Yes.
But she didn't necessarily know the baby was
She might his. Not have known initially, yeah. But she did find out eventually because she lied and then revealed it was true when he confronted her. Because otherwise, how would she have ever found out?
She could have just known that she hooked up with the uncle. And then once OP did the 23andMe and it's like, hey, like I have the proof that you hooked up with my uncle and I am that child. Maybe that's when she actually found out because she could just know about the hookup. And like she had denied hooking up initially, but with this new evidence. Like she couldn't deny it. So I don't think she could have just not known at all.
Okay, I see. So it's possible that she found out in that moment, but at the end of the moment when he first told her, she started crying and was like begging him not to tell his father. So I do wonder, to me, you could be right, but I have to believe that she knew. Even if she didn't know when she got pregnant or had the baby, she found out, they found out at some point.
Yeah.
Or just like put two and two together.
So bad.
Dude, terrible.
I am. This shit is hard. You tried delivering a 5-star podcast.
Make it easier on Mama Sam. Go to OKOP's profile page, click about, then rate it 5 stars. Okay, now push! Congratulations, Sam. You have a beautiful 5-star podcast.
Thank you, listener.